This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Now, of course, where you buy a house only matters if you can buy a house. A decade after the Great Recession, young adults are living with their parents at nearly record high rates. Instead of a crumbling economy driving people into their folks' basement or spare bedrooms, it's now soaring housing costs, forcing millennials and now Generation Z adults to hold off on getting their own place. In pricey California, nearly 40% of 18 to 34-year-olds still live with a parent. Matt Levin from the news site Cal Matters explores this new normal in the next installment of our Adventures in Housing series.
It's a Saturday night at Patsy's Irish Pub in Mission Viejo, a wealthy part of Orange County in Southern California. Patsy's looks like a lot of other California bars in 2019. Off-key karaoke, a crowd of people vaping outside, and plenty of 20 and 30-year-olds who still live with their parents. Drop a Coors Light in this bar, and some of the beer is bound to splash a millennial still living at home.
I'm here right now getting drunk with my mom.
Jacob Ostheimer is 24. He lives with his mom and stepdad. So does his wife, who right now is on the dance floor with the rest of his family.
We had an apartment here for like 2 years, but I was spending like $30,000 a year in rent. And I could have had that in my savings right now.
In this pricey part of Orange County, 55% of 18 to 34-year-olds live with at least one parent, one of the highest rates in the state. Like Remy Adams. She's 25, and her parents invited her and her boyfriend to live with them.
I think they're going to be sad when everyone moves out.
Everyone also includes her older sister and her sister's boyfriend.
We have a downstairs bedroom. Everyone's upstairs. They really stay out of our way and don't really, like, care what we do.
Ostheimer and Adams are saving up to buy a house of their own one day. Mission Viejo's median home value is more than $700,000, according to Zillow.
Increasing housing costs make it harder for young people to launch.
Jessica Hardy is a professor at Hunter College in New York who studies family living arrangements. She says multi-generational housing is also very common among lower-income families who pool together resources to afford rising rents.
They often also pay some sort of rent towards their parents. They help get groceries or pay for household bills.
That doesn't necessarily mean everyone gets along, though, says Megan Nagendink, a couples therapist based in Sacramento.
They're in that maybe teenage bedroom that one of them grew up in, and they can feel uncomfortable. So communication goes downhill.
As Sacramento home prices have jumped in recent years, Nagendink has seen an uptick in young adult couples dealing with the stress of living with baby boomer parents.
What I have seen a lot is that couples are actually just having a lot less sex when they're living at home.
Though in a pricey place like California, moving out of your parents' house is no guarantee your love life will improve. Ian Baker works two jobs here in Orange County, one of them at this bowling alley. He's 29.
I've been out of my mom's for a little over a year now.
And how many dates have you gone on in that year?
Absolutely zero.
Baker has two roommates. He pays about $700 a month in rent.
Living with my parents, it actually wasn't that hard to try to meet girls and whatnot. Honestly, it became harder when I moved out just because of the fact that in order to move out, you know, I had to start working two jobs.
The irony isn't lost on Baker, but he does have a step up on one of his roommates, the one who lives in the living room.
Well, I mean, like I said, at least I have a door. He doesn't, so I think it's a little bit harder for him.
And hard for lots of young people facing the new normal of shared housing. A lot of young couples who come to Bowl are there just to get a break from their parents. In Orange County, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.